No, otherwise.
Did you do,
Well, it's because of the overhead projector, what it can handle in width of the screen. Hold on.
Can we move the screen back?
No, it's not showing the bottom of the screen. And that's where all the data entry happens. Michael's gonna kill.
I know. He's standing right back there.
Yeah.
He's got a rope in his hand. He's ready to lynch himself.
There's no way.
To do the data entry for this program is at the bottom of the screen, and for some reason the overhead projector is not picking it up from the computer. The whole pace line is entered at the bottom there. And I can't see the screen right now, so. But basically, you have a.
What I'm going to do, they won't be able to see the data entry, but they'll see the current horse.
Okay.
So that works.
Okay.
And I'll just toggle between them.
All right. One thing you can do is, I suppose, you can show the help screens as you go along, even though you won't be able to see the data entry. The data entry on the bottom is very simple. You enter horse's name.
Such as.
Preach. First horse, number one horse. The distance that the horse ran in furlongs.
Which is?
I can't see.
Eight. Second call.
Second call, please.
111. Final time.
131.
Yeah.
I was going to say 131-1. Let's get our money. We'll all pull it together. We're betting the lunch on this thing. That is a world's record for 8 furlongs.
Second call, beaten leg. Final beaten leg. The variant.
What's the racing form, daily racing form variant? 16, almost zero.
What track is it coming from?
Belmont.
Track-to-track are you using?
The track-to-track is... I'm having trouble because I'm in the dark up here. The track to track. Track class is zero. Track speed was a plus one. Now, excuse me?
Why?
Because the difference, let me explain to you how I adjusted this race. I adjusted all of these pace lines to Santa Anita. And the reason I did that is because I'm from Southern California. And the difference between the Belmont, 8 furlong, 3-year best, not track record, but 3-year best, and the Santa Anita, 8 furlong, 3-year best, is a plus one. Belmont is actually slower, which I was surprised at. Pardon?
I'm up north. We were just to Churchill Downs. So you
would
subtract
that
you'd add within the same class.
Well, you're getting ahead of us.
We'll
the reason I did it is just because you can adjust it to Churchill Downs or any other track. I just chose to do it to Santa Anita because I'm more familiar with that. And I am not very comfortable with the times from Churchill Downs. I've seen par times, I've seen their track records, and I don't understand them. They don't seem to jive.
We'll get to adjustments in a bit.
Okay.
In the track to track adjustments.
Yeah, we'll cover all that stuff. What do we have on that screen up there?
You got Preach, 87.8, 86.7, 174.5.
Okay. The screen on your computer is basically divided into two sides. This is the current horse that you're working on. You can enter every pace line you so choose to see where this horse is in its form cycle. After you select a pace line by hitting escape,
like this,
it is highlighted. If you want to select one of the other ones, you can just scroll down and pick up whichever page sign you like, and then it is moved to the right or the left side of the screen, where you can where you can see the whole field. Pardon me? Okay. I'm on a short leash with this mic, and I can't be at the screen and the mic at the same time. So, can everybody see what we're doing here? Okay, you can't see the data entry, which is a shame. Believe me, it really is. And that doesn't do it. That's not the problem. The problem is the overhead projector, not the screen. There's plenty of room on the screen. Okay, you want to do the next line? Horse? Dick, can someone read the next horse down that's in the light that can see? I think it's Miss Iron something or other. Miss Ironsmoke, yes. Thank you. Okay, what was Miss Ironsmoke and what was the distance that she ran, her last pace line? 7 furlongs, okay. What was it? No, give me the second call time, please. 46. Final time?
1 lap?
1:23.
Second call, good
length?
0. Final?
6.
Variant?
What was it, the racing form variant? 7. Track was how fast that day? If you take 17 minus 7, the difference is 10. Theoretically, it was 5 lengths fast. Okay, I also used a minus 5 sprint to route. That's what's worked. We've already taken into account the beaten lengths. Okay. This track, Churchill Downs, is a very sustained racetrack. It had been raining there all week, so it made it even more sustained than normal. This poor horse is going to try to win this race with a final fraction of 78.5. It's not very good. His total pace rating is that of a very, very low-level claimer.
They get a 7 variant.
Pardon me?
They get a 7
variant. Because that's how fast the track was that day.
Yeah, but I mean, it should have been raining all week.
No, the 7 variant is from the pace line. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to do another horse, or do you want to put the whole field in? Or?
It's printed in the book. Why don't you just work from that? Because this is,
Okay, yeah, I know. It's not ideal at all. We're not getting what we wanted, which is kind of a disappointment. Why don't you just hit the Alt F7 key. Can you show any of the help screens or anything? Does that show on there?
Yeah. Anytime you're using this thing, if you hit F1, you get a...
You get a help screen. Which will tell you what you're supposed to do where the cursor is. Okay, one of the real slick things is... Can you do an F9 like we don't know what the track-to-track adjustment is?
See, look, I found my sound. Oh, he doesn't have one on that particular place where I am. We don't have help. Are you working on the problem? We can't find a help box. Are you working off the hard disk or the floppy? No, we don't have the help. You didn't put the help file on
the disk. I put the whole TPR program.
You didn't put the help file on the floppy.
Oh, okay. So I screwed up. Can we do the, the F9 so we can see the track-to-track adjustment so they can calculate if they don't know? You have to put a horse in.
Yeah, I
okay. One of the nice features about this program is that if you don't know what the three-year best is for the track that this horse is coming from, or you've never heard of the track, you can calculate it very simply. You should know the three-year best for the track, the host track, the track that you're playing that day, or your home track, whatever the case may be. So in this case, the top line is the three-year best for the host track. Dick entered 108. Okay, we don't know what the pace track three-year best time is, so if you hit F4, a second window pops in. All you have to do is enter the final time for the pace of the race. So go ahead and enter a final time, Dick, like 110 or something like that. And say the horse was beaten a couple of lengths. Then all you have to do is enter the speed rating for that pace line for that horse. In this case, it would be probably around an 80 or something like that.
An 81.
Okay. And if you hit enter, the three-year best pops up underneath the host track three-year best. Then all you have to do is enter the track class adjustment, which is on page 56 of the book. And that tells you the final track-to-track adjustment that you'll enter in the program. Actually, it does it automatically for you if you just hit enter, but you can also do it manually. I really apologize because if you can't see the data entry, it really loses quite a bit. And I also screwed up because I didn't put the help files on this particular disk. I didn't realize it was a separate file. Why don't you just go ahead and put the whole race up there?
You've got it in the manual.
Okay, turn the lights on. Any questions so far?
Not almost shining hard. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, that screen is not picking up the total screen of this computer, and I don't know why. But it's just something that we hadn't anticipated, because this program is really neat, and it does all manner of things. You touch F1, and it gives you help. It's a very professionally written program. And there's a fellow in the back there gnashing his teeth right now who wrote it for us, Michael Perry. And it's a thing of beauty. And it's an elegant program to use.
Really nice in color.
And we wanted to show it to you very badly, and we did. Show it to you very badly. However, yes. However, the
stone throwing will be right after this meeting.
On page 65, you'll see the printout from this program. And what you need to know to bet this race is that final fraction is dominant at Churchill Downs when it's a little moist. And it was a little moist. This is not the first race of the day. By now you should have figured this out. And so you have a horse that's there, number one in final fraction. How do you do? Turn the page. Yo, hey, he paid $13. You got a second horse here, who's number two in final fraction. How'd it do? Yo! It paid $29.
It was 29 to 1, let's see.
I think they take exacta bets back there, don't they?
$386.
$86. Oh, I'm impressed.
The bad thing is, in Southern California, I think you have the best colony of handicappers in the world. I only got a little over $10 in this horse at Southern California. I lost 30% because I wasn't playing at Churchill Downs. And the exacta was drastically reduced because both horses are from Southern California, so they're more familiar with these animals and what they can do. But the one thing that I'd like to kind of point out to you, we have the past performances of all these horses just as they appeared in the daily racing form. I threw out, as I said, all horses that did not have a total pace rating of about 165 or higher. I just didn't put them in the readout because it would have been, with 14 horses, it would have been down off the bottom of the page. So in the interest of trying to print a book that everybody can understand, we just threw them out. Yes, sir?
You've got Culture Vulture, which was,
yes,
got a lot of raves in the press before there about being the best two-year-old filly, probably one of the stronger chances to win. Is there,
right,
anything you can do with a horse like that in this program?
I believe Jim Bradshaw was demonstrating some things that you can do with those, and I'm sorry I was not here. We had to go out to the Gambler's Book Club this afternoon, so I did not hear that whole presentation. So that's one thing you can do. I chose not to use the horse.
It's, you have this problem with every first-time starter. If it beats you, it's your own fault. Methodology says don't play races with first-time starters, which means you don't play the Breeders' Cup, right?
Or unknown horses. They're basically one and the same animal, this horse.
Why don't you turn on the middle lights? Half of this room, are there more lights to be turned on here? Back there?
Yeah, why don't you, yeah, so we can,
yeah,
all,
there we go.
We,
yeah,
can all see. We can see you. I know you can see us, but we'd like to see you too. Excuse,
okay,
me? Sure.
I would, but he's not here. Let's talk about adjustments, because that's a problem. And basically what you've seen so far is cute. It's a nice little rating system. And what it'll do is, quick, I want to show a hand. Which is a better final fraction? 26-1 or 32-3?
What distance?
6 and 6.5.
How about 83 and 81? Which one's better? 81? You want
to
bet?
Back of the room for you. What we're talking about is the fact, it's a way to... Yeah, it's a way to relate the 6, 6.5, 7, 8, 9, 10 furlong race to one another. It would be neat if we all had all 6 furlong races. And we could look at third fractions and we'd have a 24.3, 24.4, 24.2. Pretty easy to know who's the best there, right?
But everybody else would know that too.
Sure.
And that's not
but
conducive to good neutrals.
Now, reality is we have a 6, a couple 6.5, maybe a 7, horse dropping from 8.5. We have to handle all of these things. And this does it. And in a way that is instantly comprehensible. Everyone in here knows that an 85 is better than an 80. But most people don't know the difference between a 25 and a 32 final fraction. When one's a 6 and one's a 6.5. Do you instantly know which one's better? Good news for you, I don't either. I just pull these numbers out of the air. But a 25 is a pretty typical 6 furlong line. A 32.3 is a pretty typical 6.5 final fraction. Which one is better? This one will answer that question and answer it very instantly. You'll look at it and you'll say, well, one's an 83, one's an 86. The 86 is better. Now, if life were only that simple, it would be wonderful. But we've already talked about the fact that we have to handle daily variance. Tracks do get fast, tracks do get slow. And those of you, particularly from the East Coast, know that this is not something that you can just ignore. A 35 or 40 variant is a lot. And those horses run much differently than they do when they when the tack freezes and suddenly you get a 4 variant. Or during the summertime when you have 10s and 11 variants constantly. Those of you from Southern California know we have a pretty constant variance structure. It doesn't vary too much. And therefore, these adjustments tend to be very small and unimportant. But they're there when you need them. Every once in a while, our tracks get real fast, and you see 3 and 2 variants. And it's very nice to know that we're taking these all back to a constant.
I have a question. If one doesn't know, as you explained, Churchill Downs belongs to a fast third fraction.
Okay, we're getting there.
How do you equate the rankings of the TTR in this particular race?
We'll get there.
Good.
Hang loose with us.
Six
success now.
What? Success?
Oh my gosh.
What'd you do, Stan?
What a guy.
Hey, we got the whole thing up there. Now we can show it to you, maybe.
I've got a squisher.
A squisher?
Not a squisher.
Wait.
What is this?
Thank you for getting the squisher out.
Oh, let's hear it for Spencer and
his
squisher.
What a guy.
This is great. See, better late than not at all.
Okay, we'll just...
Okay, that's the data entry line that you're looking at. At the bottom of the screen. I can't raise it up. If you folks, you can probably crowd over this way, or you're welcome to even come down front. Doesn't bother me any. If you'd like to see this. The first piece of data is the horse's name. Horsey, number one. The distance? The distance that the horse ran, 6 furlongs. Second call, 2C, 45 and 3. Final time?
Wait a minute, I made a mistake.